Are you ready to excel? Excel with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Live. We'll explore topics from family, religion, finances, health, healing, and transformation. Dr. Gina's platform is your springboard to excel. Transformation is just a chat away. Let's talk about it, family.
Good morning. Today is the first day, the debut of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Woo-hoo! I am so excited, fam. And I have with me a special guest co-host, Marcus Langford. Woo-hoo! He's with us today. Hey, say everybody. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, everybody.
We are so excited. We can't even contain ourselves. We've been promoting this thing and we are just ready to go. We are so just really excited about sharing this moment. And again, we have a toll-free number that you guys can call on, and we want you to be a part of the show. We want you to give your ideas and your opinions and your thoughts. We're going to have a special guest today. His name is Mansoor Mandizabal, and he is a fitness trainer and a nutrition consultant, and he is so wise, and he's going to give us some tips and some, he's going to tell us his passion about fighting against obesity. Are you excited about that, Marcus? Because you know, we know Mansoor.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have him on. He's probably quite possibly one of the best trainers that I've ever met. Great guy. Just personally, just, you know, has a great spirit about him, and people seem to really gravitate towards him. I think that's one of the most, one of the best things as a trainer, to have that personality where people come to you, they feel comfortable. And I mean, he's accomplished so much and continues to do so much. So yeah, I'm definitely excited about having him on the show.
He is going to be on in about 7 minutes. So we are just, you know, just wanted to introduce ourselves and, you know, to the world and just prepare you guys for an exciting time with Dr. Gina, our Prince, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And we're going to be on every other Wednesday. And the toll-free number that you can call on, and we invite you all again to the number 1-888-627-6008. Again, it's 1-888-627-6008. And the producer will be glad to put you through. We want to just communicate with you guys and again, hear your thoughts and your views. And we want to chat it up and laugh it up. We want to just make this whole time exciting. So again, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your coworkers, tell everybody, post it, blog it, talk about it. We want you to come on because this is going to be an exciting ride. And so this is what we're going to do. And today's topic, for the last month and a half, and Marcus, you've been very helpful with this as well. We've been having today's topic in preparation for Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And I've been given topics on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's been an overwhelming response with that. And it's kind of, you know, we've been typing away all through the day. So what we're going to do is condense today's topic every other Wednesdays on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat for a 55-minute segment, and we're going to be able to interact with people live. So this is the best part, right? It's
absolutely
live. Yeah, yes. we can hear your expressions.
We can take it from the screen to another screen.
Exactly. Take it all the way to from one method of airways to the next airways. And I mean, this is so awesome because we get to laugh with you and get to, you know, actually hear your expressions and your passion, because some of these topics get very passionate.
That's very true.
Yeah, and no opinion is a wrong opinion on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Okay, and so we're going to be getting ready in about 4 or 5 minutes for Mansoor. But and before we get started, how about the topic that we're going to be talking about, which is MTV Awards and music today, Marcus? Are you prepared for that?
Oh, man, am I? I mean, that's an exciting topic to me. You know, I definitely want to just... I'm excited about that topic because, you know, music is one of those things where it's split down the middle. You know, either you love music or you hate it. Either you love the people who produce it, who put it out, or you don't, you know. I don't think there's any gray area for music, and I think that's what makes it such a controversial topic. And when you combine music or the artistry of it, and you combine it with music videos and the lifestyles that revolve around it, then it becomes that much more of a controversial topic, because people are, you know, it's so many people come from so many different places, and having to understand the art of music, you know, now as opposed to where it came from. Oh yeah, definitely got to talk about that.
Oh yes, and I want to talk about, it's not even just the fact that, I mean, the artist in itself, the mindset is just totally different. The artistry has just gone into another hemisphere. I don't even know where the mindset is. It's out of space. It's just, it's all like it's 100 times Jimi Hendrix right now. I don't even know what's going on. I have no idea. People are naked. You know, I mean, I want to touch on, you know, the examples for our children. I want to touch on those things. I want to talk about, and you know, again, you know, it's nothing personal against the artist, because I never know when I'm going to run into any of them. Right. You know, but my thing, yeah, you know, you never know. And so it's nothing against them. It's just the fact that the foolery of the example that is being demonstrated nowadays, and just, you know, what our kids watching and our teenagers and our young adults, you know, it's just really the nudity. I wanted to say nakedness, but the nudity, yeah. And it's just, it has no relevance to the music and the arts. And so when we're teaching our children, it's kind of like we want them to be passionate about something, mm-hmm. but to remain focused and allow their gift to make room for them. So, you know, all of this extra stuff is just kind of like, you know, what's insecurity. Yeah, yeah. And we don't want our kids to feel insecure, you know. Or our young adults, because the industry will chew you up and spit you out. I mean, either they like you or they don't. And, you know, absolutely. One minute you're in and then the next minute you're out. So, yeah. I mean, it is some, you got to have some tough skin. And so if the demonstration is to be naked and to just be high all the time or whatever, then, you know, it could be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm waiting on Mansoor to come in. His line, he's just saying, text me and said that he's having a little trouble, but let me well, go ahead and continue, Marcus, to tell me what your thoughts are about that.
In terms of music, you know, this is my thing. I didn't watch the VMAs, you know. I never do. I don't really do award shows, especially music awards, because I honestly don't listen to today's music. I don't, you know, we discussed this on your Facebook page. I mean, I come from, you know, I was born in 79. I grew up listening to an array of soul, R&B, rock, soft rock, contemporary music, jazz. And it's really not, I mean, when was the last time we saw any artistry that was focused on, you know, in improving one's life, you know? And I think a lot of the music today doesn't do that. It glorifies a lot of things that that people want. But, you know, I mean, reality sets in. This is not how people really live, you know?
Right.
And I think that's the poor message that, you know, to send out, which is why I don't get them. I think I've just elevated beyond the music today, you know? And that's not the sound.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm so much bigger than everybody else, but it's just one of those things. I think at a certain age, you know, if you come from a certain type of music 20 years in the future may not, it just won't appeal to you. You know, it's different.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Well, we're gonna pick, thank you for that. We're gonna pick that up because I want to touch back on that. We actually have Mansoor Mendizabal. He is joining us right now. Are you on, Mansoor?
Hey there, Dr. Gina. How you doing?
Hey, how are you, Mansoor Mendizabal? I'm going to say it real Spanish-like soon. The next time he comes on, my tongue is going to be twirling and all of that, right? I'm going
right.
to have it. You know Marcus, right?
I sure do. Hey, Marcus, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Manny? How you feeling, man?
I'm just saying, life is good, man. Life is good. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, that's good to hear from you, buddy. Long time no see, man.
I know we gotta catch up soon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wanted to just introduce you and give you this time because I'm so excited for you, Mansoor. I've been knowing Mansoor for over 3 years, 4 years. Time has gone by. I know Marcus has known you for even longer than that, probably 5 years. And, you know, we know you from working out in the gym and watching you and just and being amazed by your your athleticism and how you can really just do some amazing things. I don't know how, but you are just so amazing. And so I just had to have you on because I know that you're in pursuit of a very passion a project that you're very passionate about. And I wanted the world to hear your passion about it. You have a great passion for fighting against obesity. And I really am excited for you to share that. Mansoor is a fitness trainer. He's also a nutritionist consultant. And he's been doing that for over 8 years in the DMV area, which for those of you that don't know, that is the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And he is absolutely very informative. And so I wanted to have him on today on the first show so he can help us. You know, the summer is ending and we're going into fall and the holidays, and it's just so important for this word of knowledge that he has. So my question is to you, Mansoor, how would a person actually know that they're obese or not?
Well, that's a great question. And again, thank you for having me on the show, Dr. Gina. With obesity, the most important thing is understanding what it is. And I think the first thing people need to do is become educated as to what is going on. So if you're waking up, you feel like sluggish, you feel depressed, you feel, man, I'm not fitting in my clothes, what happened? Those are signs that you should start becoming aware of what you need to do to know what's going on with your body. So with obesity, it's basically an excessive weight that people carry, and there's different measures of knowing if you're obese or not. So there's different measures like the BMI, which is the body mass index, which basically calculates a person's weight in kilograms by his or her height in meters squared. And there's also weight circumferences, ways of measuring. But the most important one, I feel that people should find out, is go to a fitness trainer or a physician, and we really want to know what your body fat percentage is. The body fat is basically, when you weigh yourself on a scale, you have, let's say, for example, I weigh 165, right? So on that scale, that tells me what my muscle weight is along with my body fat percentage. Together, that's your weight on the scale. And the most important thing is finding out how much of that body fat percentage is where you are regarding to that, and whether you are over a general spectrum of that or not. So that is the first thing you need to find out. I recommend finding that out first, and certified trainers should know how to calculate that. Then, based on that, so typically for men, you want to be anywhere, generally speaking, from 10 to 15 body percent fat. For women, typically, generally speaking, it's anywhere between 17 and 24% body fat. That is your zone where you want to be healthy. Anything above that is a little bit overweight and can lead to obesity. So you want to make sure you try to stay in that spectrum as much as you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and so when people are in denial, and you're actually, they come to you and they, you know, they figure, I just want to, you know, trim my waist, but I want to keep all these thighs and I want to keep all this behind and, you know, I want to keep all these other parts, but yet they're thick. I mean, how do you address to them and translate, you know, where they need to consider getting all of that checked, their body fat, and how do you break it down to someone that's truly in denial that needs your services or want your services more for beauty instead of just for health purposes? How do you translate your knowledge to them? And is it acceptable? Do you find that people try to battle you a little bit with that?
Well, the thing is, I think most people, you know, we have a profession for a reason, and our job and profession is to educate the general public about how the body's structured, how the body is weighed and measured. So a lot of people don't even think about, oh, I have muscle mass and body fat. But what's the difference? Well, I hear sometimes where people say, oh, I'm going to transform my fat into muscle. They're two opposite things. They're together.
Right.
And they create your entire weight. So the first thing is educating clients or just people in general about how that is breaking down and how they want to. They can still keep the curves if they choose to. It'll just be lean body mass or basically muscle curves versus body fat curves. But more importantly, finding out, you know, what your body fat percentage is the baseline. Then you take it from there. You educate them, you know, about, okay, we can work on certain parts of your body and so forth. You can, with the body fat calculation, we determine what body parts typically will have the most body fat. So people carry body fat in different places, some places more than others. So, again, everybody is different. So you got to treat everyone differently in terms of where you need to target their goal of getting the body fat percentage down. So the education and awareness is by far the most important thing. Then let them know that, hey, you can still have your, you know, your beauty, your looks, but health should always be the first form of priority when you start to make transformations in your body and being healthy about it.
Yeah, okay. And clearly people have to be educated and know that, you know, when you always hear people that say, well, I just want to be toned. I don't want to gain muscle. Well, that's how you get toned. You have to have them. You can't tone fat. So, you know, essentially when people are saying, I want to be toned, they're saying, I want to build muscle. You know, I want to build lean muscle that facilitates fat burning. But that's the only way to get it. That's correct?
Exactly. You want to be able to build muscle, and you know, for women typically they don't want to get too bulky. Well, you won't get too bulky. I mean, unless you're lifting crazy heavy amounts of weight, and number one, that's unsafe, and because you can hurt yourself. Number two, as professionals, as fitness trainers, like myself, we create programs for our clients that will allow them to gradually build that nice tone, tight muscle, lean body mass that they're looking for.
Okay. Well, I want to know this because I know that you're actually participating in Ultraman. This guy, everyone, has been in every triathlon. He's done
pretty much
everything. I mean, I can't even. He's done everything. He's done ninja. He's done American Ninja Warrior. He's done it all. So this is such a blessing that he's been chosen to do the Ultraman. But it's also connected with your fight against obesity. Can you tell us how that is? How do they coexist together? How did they come together?
Yeah. First of all, you're making me blush now. Thank you so much for highlighting those things I've done. So Ultraman, basically, for those of you who don't know, it's basically a super triathlon. So with this event, they choose only 40 people from around the world. It's actually a worldwide event. And basically, the length is a swim. You swim 6.2 miles, and right after that, you ride your bike for 264.1 miles.
Wow.
And then you follow that up with a 52.4-mile run. It's a three-day event. And with this event, it's self-supportive, which means you, as the athlete, will have to provide everything that comes with that, your own crew and all the expenses that come along with it. So with this event, I am blessed that they chose me because I will be representing pretty much the entire East Coast, mainly the Mid-Atlantic area and the South Atlantic, to participate in this event. So me personally, being myself obese at one point, you know, I'm in a body transformation, and I, you know, have a passion for what I do and inspire others through my career as a fitness trainer. I wanted to go ahead and do something for a great cause. So this event, I am dedicating this event to fighting obesity. So with this event, I feel like being a leader in my community and throughout the world, it's important to lead by example. So this will be a great and amazing lifetime opportunity for me and to help others and to bring education, support, and advocacy about obesity and how you can fight against it and live a healthy and longevity type life. So that is why I'm doing the cause for Ultraman.
And so, and so with the charity, this is the charity of you can, is this something that they, that Ultraman actually, this is what they're about, or is this something that you, you feel so passionate about that you said that this is a charity at, for, which that you're going to represent?
That's a great question. So Ultraman, it's a standalone type of event, and they, again, they choose only 40 people from around the world. And I figured, why not do something that's going to be a great cause? So what I did was I created a GoFundMe fundraising campaign in which I will be raising money to give back to obesity organizations and also, you know, raise to cover the expenses that come along with that. So basically everything above the expenses, the surplus, and a minimum of 10% or more will all go to obesity education, advocacy, and support.
Oh, that's awesome. And I mean, that's such a great cause, and it's so important as well, as long with along with everything else that's unhealthy and all the, you know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, your levels of cholesterol and all of this stuff is all important. My next question is to you though, Mansoor, is how about the fact that as you had some issues with that, and I did see some before and after pictures for you. What was
I saw them too.
I want to know, tell us about how, when you got to that point where you said, okay, I am obese, I'm ready to do something about it. Help motivate the listeners and to help them, you know, be able to take that self-check and say, you know what, it's time.
You know, well that's awesome. That was definitely a huge transformation in my life. This was back in 2003, I believe, and I went to my annual checkup at my physician, and my physician basically told me that I was obese and borderline cardiovascular disease, and that was basically for me a wake-up call, telling myself, you know what, you're young, you're healthy, but you're not healthy right now. You need to do something about it. You need to change. Mm-hmm. You need to make a transformation in your life. So, but I was 234 pounds at the time, and I basically, I was like, you know what, if I'm going to live a long and healthy life, I need to make action now. So I started, you know, taking care of myself. I basically, you know, started eating healthier. I started doing more activities. And guys, remember, it's baby steps. It's not like, oh, I'm huge, I'm going to have a six pack tomorrow. No, it's, you know, a gradual process. But the milestone is to eventually become that healthy and active person. So little stuff like walks. I would take walks. I would eat cleaner. I would incorporate most of my food groups, vegetables, meat, and pretty much a lot of healthy stuff. And then little by little, your lifestyle starts changing. You start gravitating towards healthier things, surrounding yourself with fit and happy people and active people. So it was a gradual process for me, but I did it the right way. So the yo-yo diet, I'm not for that, you know, quick fix, because all you do is you trick your body. Your body needs to see gradual changes, not drastic changes. So that is why I'm an actual fitness trainer today, and I'm in this profession because I felt it was very empowering for me to actually get through this the right way, and I want to help and teach others how to do it as well.
Well, it's definitely a passion there. It's definitely, I mean, you can see it in your own workouts on a daily. This is a guy that you want to definitely go to. And, you know, we love him, right, Marcus?
We love, love, respect Mansoor greatly. I mean, when I worked at the gym, I referred clients to him that, and he changed their life. I mean, they all came back and said, Mansoor is such a great trainer, he's a great guy. And I was thinking, well, that's exactly why I referred you to him, because I knew that he could help you, you know, not just from physically, but, you know, he really taps into people personally. And I think, again, that's what a lot of trainers are missing. They miss that personal interaction with people. And that's, I think, really what gives Mansoor an edge. You know, people love him. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. And so I want to say to all of those people that just want to say that they're just big bone and that's just how we build and we just thick, I highly recommend that you find, you know, when you go to your checkups, you know, ask the doctor to do your fat percentage and, you know, find a trainer, you know, like Mansoor, even him. And we're going to be giving, I want you, Mansoor, to give all of your contact information, your .coms and even the GoFundMe information so people can jot it down and look for you and donate. This is such a awesome cause. And for him to give up his whole body, I mean, he puts his body to work, people. And he is doing this for this charity. And I just think, I commend you. I bow, you know, I give you a graceful courtesy. You know, for your sacrifice, I think that is very awesome of you to do that. And I just pray that God will continue to give you the strength because he's putting a lot of wear on his body, but he's so able to do it. I've seen him do some incredible things, both Marcus and myself. So again, you guys don't just assume that everything is okay. Knowledge is always power. You know, you can only grow from your knowledge. So Mansoor, will you please share with us your .coms, your Mansoor .com, your Ultraman.com, and your GoFundMe, please.
Yes, absolutely. And first, I want to say thank you guys so much for all the praise and recognition and having me on the show. It really means a lot to me. You guys can find me at www.mansoortraining.com. That's spelled MANSUR. That's training.com. You can all my information is there and my philosophy and I've helped other clients and so forth. Very interactive. You can also look me up on Facebook. Same thing, Mansoor Training. And my GoFundMe page, if you want to donate any amount, that is fine with me. Or even spreading the word. You can find me at GoFundMe.com/ A like Apple, number 9, 2, K like Terry, D like David, R like Red, 2, 4. Again, A 92KDR24. GoFundMe.com.
And if you want to know more about the Ultraman information, you also have UltramanFlorida.com, I see. It's UltraMan Florida, FLORIDA.com. So you can get more information. Listen, this is a great project. I am so proud of you, Mansoor. And I highly urge you guys to donate. Go ahead and give, you know, whatever you have. And just know that it's going for, you know, a family member. It's going towards, you know, your neighbor. It's going towards a great cause. And this is of many more. I'm so excited for you, your future. And I'm so glad that you came on Dr. Gina's first show, Radio Chat. I'm so excited. Yay! And so we will have you on again, and we just so thank you for your time. And it was such. Did you want to say anything else before? What else? What kind of? What's the last few words you want to give to the listeners before you go?
I want to let everyone. I'll leave everyone saying your mind is a powerful thing, and if you believe in God, well, God is great. And
yes, He is.
Always have a positive mindset and approach to life. Anything's possible if you put your mind to it and take those steps to get there. Believe in yourself. You can do anything you want.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
That knowledge.
Yes. Thank you. And with God, everything is possible. That's exactly what I stand on is in working out and motivating people. Thank you so much, Mansoor. You were great as a first guest. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you guys, too. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. Have a
All right,
wonderful
take care, buddy.
Day. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye now.
So that was awesome, Marcus, wasn't it? For Mansoor to come in and drop that knowledge. Yes, I am so excited. I wanted to leave the number. I know he's awesome. The first, the number again, toll free is 1-888-627-6008. And so we're going to get ready to go into commercial, but I wanted to get you guys ready for today's topic because we are going to be talking about the music industry, and I'm going to just leave it broad like that so we can get it going. Are you ready for that, Marcus?
Oh, yeah. You know me.
Yes, we are ready. Yeah, let's go. People, so we can get this going.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginarprince.com.
All right. So let's get into it. Okay, so yesterday I'm watching Entertainment Tonight, and they were showing Miley Cyrus in this magazine called Interview, and it is just right after the MTV Awards, and here she is naked pretty much and fondling herself in a magazine.
That's awesome.
And so, it was too much even for Entertainment Tonight, which for me, it was extremely too much for me. And so it's like, how far do you feel is just too much? I mean, what's just too much?
Apparently nothing. I mean, it's all bets off at this point. You know, it doesn't seem like there's any type of censorship. You know, censorship, who needs that these days? Everybody kind of just does what they want. I still have yet to understand, like you were saying earlier, how so much of this sexualized content or you know, whatever the glamour of, you know, overly sexualized things, how that relates to, you know, the art of music in any shape, fashion, or form, you know. But let's just be honest. I mean, the thing is that, you know, that kind of content has always existed in music since the beginning of time. You know, people have always talked about, you know, matters of sex and music, but it's just how it's been done over, you know, the evolvement over the past, what, 3, 4, 5 decades.
And Marcus, you know, I was just going to say that to you. I think about Grace Jones, and I think about, you know, so many other people that had those innuendos, you know, where you didn't really, you like, the kids never knew what, we would be singing the songs and not having a clue what they were talking about. And you would, it would just be those, you know, silent kickers, you know, but now it's just so, it's nothing but about just flat out just all that is. And it's about drugs and the syrup and I mean it's to the point now I don't even understand what people are saying. I don't even know what people are saying. It's like, it's so confusing. It got my head spinning. I have to turn it, you know, because every now and again, you know, if I'm, because I'm a believer and you're a believer, and I listen to the gospel station the majority of the time. And, you know, I like now that they're, you know, elevating the gospel music where it's more versatile and more, you know, relatable instead of the same songs, you know, over and over again. So every now and again, if I wanted a different beat, you know, I would think, okay, I can turn it here. But then by the time they open it, their mouth, I don't know what they're saying. I got to change the station because my head is spinning. And then I just, you know, again, you know, what yesterday's topics, we were talking about, you know, just the whole MTV Awards and everything. And I, you know, listen, I don't have judgment against anyone. I know how the enemy works. I know that he's very deceitful and he'll have you looking crazy and you thinking you looking the bomb.com. So I'm not surprised that they don't have a clue. Because I used to be the same way. And actually, when I was driving down the street to come to the studio, as I was driving and I passed by this store, I saw two women, and he always got these women looking like that. You know, they switching and sashaying, and, you know, you could tell that they was high, you know, but they just didn't even know how messed up they looked. And this is just what saddens me. And in comparison to the local lady that's, you know, on crack or drinking or whatever in the street, to even Miley Cyrus, to me, I just feel like the enemy just doesn't care. There's no respect to person. And if you wide open with insecurities or anything like that, he's going to utilize all of your desperation to make you look like a fool and draw other people to follow you. That's just what he does.
There's no, my issue with the music industry, I guess, with some of these artists is that there's no couth to it anymore, you know, and I always go back to a time where, you know, like you said, there was innuendo that we didn't really get as children or younger people, because it just wasn't, you know, out there. You know, Anita Baker's song, Sweet Love, you know, I be calling out your name, I feel no shame. I mean, she clearly know what she's talking about, but at the same time, we don't, you know. And nowadays, everybody is just, you know, it's F this and you know, it's a conglomeration of tasteless. In my opinion, this is just my opinion, it's not tasteful. I don't listen to it. It's not it doesn't motivate me. And it's just I don't know. I mean, man, it just seems like the music industry has just declined, and to the point where there's no more art in the art form, you know. And when
it's
you have
no
somebody
art.
Yeah. When you have somebody out there who actually has talent, you don't really listen to them because they get caught up in the mix of all of this other garbage that's being played on the radio or, you know, whatever it is that we're listening to.
It's not even any great rappers to me anymore. And that's just my opinion. I mean, I don't even understand anything they say. I mean, some of them, they sound like they crying, they whining. I mean, they not all there. I don't even know what the purpose, the message of anything is. And I mean, I don't even give it that much of a chance. But if I can't catch you in the first lyric, then it's just a hang up on me, you know, hang up on you. I don't even want to waste any time. It's the beat
but, that gets you.
But the thing is that the word out to those producers, word out to those beat makers, listen, keep your money. Don't sell your beats. I mean, don't sell your beats to somebody that's going to mess it up, because you know what? We would rather just hear your beat. And I'm telling you, my manager knows that I'm going to be a beat maker. I'm going to make beats because I love making beats. And so my thing is that I can truly appreciate a beat. But when you add these lyrics that makes no sense, and it's all about girls and their private and their butts. I mean, even they said that Nicki Minaj, when she was on there, and again, no disrespect to anyone, celebrity. I'm just stating the facts. It's just all about your first. Your butt was good, was the thing. Now it's your crouch, and now it just gets more and more raunchy and raunchy.
Yeah. She pushes the envelope. And then the thing is that the problem with female artists is they feel like they have to do that in order to stay relevant, you know, whether it's her.
And why is that, Marcus? What's the male's point of view? Is that the demand for a man to pull on a woman? And why is it, you know, why is that necessary, really?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm confused as you, you know, because the thing is that honestly, like, if I was listening to that music, it's about the lyrics, it's about the beat. I'm not looking, I mean, why does a girl got to be half naked in order for me to, like, listen to what she's got to say? Like, I don't care about, I honestly just don't care. If you put some clothes on, I'll listen to you just the same as if you don't have them on. It don't matter to me.
And on the flip side, let me share this with the listeners, too. If you all did not watch Entertainment Tonight yesterday, I mean, I kind of catch up on that, right, you know, at 7 o'clock. That's my, like, wind down time. I'm an early bird. I go to bed at 8 o'clock. But, you know, I was watching Entertainment Tonight, and they did, on the flip side, you know, put, what's her name? Oh, my goodness. Help me. Taylor Swift, yes. Uh-huh. They showed all of these athletes that really like and respect Taylor Swift. So it's not so much always about the raunchiness. It's really just, I really do believe that it's the talent. I think men have a respect for the talent. And to believe it or not, I really do think that men like and are attracted to good girls. Absolutely. I really do believe that. I think that longevity is with that type of respect, and temporary gratification is with the raunch. You know, if you wanna like say that you peaked at number one for a short time and you wanna just, you know, you're barely selling your tickets or whatever, if that's what you wanna do, and then you have this lifelong, now everybody's gonna remember Nicki Minaj for her butt.
No.
Because they have a thing of her bending over.
Oh yeah, yeah. In Vegas, right?
A wax museum with her bending over for her butt. It's not about music. And then I think the wax figure is about an anaconda. Anaconda, the snake. I mean, do you see
No, that's no correlation. And funny, I don't even know how she made it to the wax museum. I thought you had to be dead to get in there. I don't know.
Nowadays they want sales too. Everybody's in the market. Yeah. Everybody's apparently trying to make the money. Yeah. I mean, because everybody's hand is out. So, you know, if it's going to make money for them, they don't care if you're bending over and you're talking about a snake, and they don't care if, you know, you're dry rating with your, you know, your crouch and all. They don't care nothing about that. So they're just going to ride the train. And just like, again, those people with that magazine that also allowed, you know, Miley Cyrus to take it to that level and just as proud as they to have it seen all over on Entertainment Tonight. It just lets you know where we are as a people as far as it's all about me, me, me.
Yeah. I just look at her as she's a prime example of somebody of, I, you know, you just look at her and you're like, man, what happened to you? Because this is a girl who used to be on Nickelodeon. You know, she had some little show now, Hannah Montana. Now she's out. I mean, I don't watch the MTV Music Awards, but I've seen her do stuff on the awards show. And I'm just looking at her like, what in the world possesses you to put things between your legs? And, I can't even talk about it because it's that crazy what she does. And I'm just like, how did you go from being on Nickelodeon to being this, whatever it is you're doing on MTV now?
Well, it's not even a sex icon. It's just flat out perverted. And it's just pushing beyond in the nasty realm. And she does have a father and she does have a mom and she was on Nickelodeon. But I just want to just address, you know, again, you know, it's very easy to people would think that you could be strengthened in those areas because you've experienced that and you have a father. But if you got some kind of sense of insecurity and only that deep area is just where only we can pray that God can, you know, encourage her and deliver her, because ultimately that's the weak area that the enemy comes in and really tempts and torments and, you know, draws, you know, that person to do things that is just making it worse. If there's any little bit of in her as a believer, because I think I remember her being raised as a Christian, I believe, I'm not sure. But if there's any left in her, I'm sure that there's some kind of conviction. Now, the only thing that I can pray is that it won't excel into drug use. It won't excel into, you know, any other abuse. And that's my prayer. At the end of the day, I just really want to, you know, just encourage, you know, people to not really feel the need to have to follow. And just, you know, really, really pray over your kids, you know, pray for them, you know, monitor what they're watching, what they're intaking. You know, I mean, with Emmanuel, I make sure that he's not listening to certain music. I mean, I can't take him out, you know, and hide him from things, but I can definitely let him know what's right and wrong. I can take that time and say, mommy doesn't even listen to that. I mean, what are they saying? And look at what they're talking about and look how they look. And I mean, like I said, you know, the enemy can have, you know, our kids and, you know, having them to start look crazy and confused. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good parenting on your part, because I was raised that way. My brothers and I were raised the same way. We weren't allowed to listen to rap music. I mean, for one thing, my father, my mother, and my father, they didn't listen to that anyway. They were, you know, my father was a jazz musician, you know, so we listened to jazz and soul. I didn't listen, you know, even though other kids in school listened to rap music and heavy metal and things like that. I kind of still knew to kind of stay away from it as a kid, because I didn't, you know, we weren't allowed to listen to it at home. So why would I listen to it outside of the home. You know, those are the kind of principles that my parents gave us. You know, I mean, it's just one of those situations where, yeah, they may not be watching you all the time, but God is watching you. Somebody's always watching.
Yes, he is watching.
So somebody do the right is thing regardless.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, we can talk about this subject for a long time because, I mean, it's so, again, we could talk about the outfits. We could talk about the videos. We could talk about the lyrics. We could talk about the drugs. We could talk about so many things, and we can point out so many people. I just, my whole thing is that because it's just been such a topic for the last almost week, really, about, you know, poor, you know, Miley Cyrus, and, you know, my heart goes out to her, and I'm praying for her, and I know that she's been, you know, manipulated somehow, and that's just what I believe. I just believe that the enemy he's using her, and I'm just praying that all of our prayers will, you know, free her from, you know, that, and that she can, you know, pick up. I really don't believe that it's too late for her, because I believe that so many people are still rooting for her to make, you know, to come out of that, and people are genuinely concerned for her, because again, you know, like you say, people were raised on Miley Cyrus when she was on, you know, like you said, the kids show. So you know, it's shocking to everybody. It's sad, you know. So
she's still, you know,
she's still young enough to make it come back.
The girl is what? She's like maybe 20, 21, 22 years old. So she's still a baby, you know, and she's she's going through those stages, you know. I guess like most girls her age, you know, most people that age are in a rebellious, you know, mind frame anyway. So maybe she'll just run its course and she'll get back on track, you know. And like you said, all we can do is just pray for her and the rest of them acting like her, honestly.
Exactly. Well, this was loads of fun. I'm so excited about just the growth of this radio station. I'm so thankful to, you know, for us to have the opportunity. And I want to say the toll-free number again for you guys. I encourage the listeners to call in. We're going to go into some very good topics as the days go on. The number is 1-888-627-6008. And we invite you to come in and again, voice your views, your opinions, your thoughts. We welcome you. And again, tell a friend, a neighbor, a coworker. You can listen to it while you're at your desk. You can listen to it while you're in your car. It's worldwide. And so we welcome everyone to join in and be a part of this this exciting time. And, you know, as we go on, the topics are going to be different. And we want, again, for you guys to be involved. We are going to be on every other Wednesday. And so we are excited about that at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 10 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. Pacific. So we want you to come each and every time. And I will be announcing that on Facebook and on Instagram and Periscope and on Twitter. I'm on everything. So you guys will not be delayed in the information. The next date that we will be on is the 16th of September and then the 30th. So we'll be on three times this month. I'm so excited, aren't you, Marcus?
I'm very excited.
Marcus was so great as my guest co-host. I'm so glad that he could take the time to join in. I wanted him to come because I can only give a female's point of view, and I wanted to make sure that it was well balanced when the men start calling in, because I don't want nobody jumping on me because I'm representing the females. I try to be as neutral as
battle
possible.
Of the sexes.
But, you know, I just, you know, because you'd be surprised. Sometimes Marcus might be on our side, too. So you never know. And I might be on his side, on the men's side. So it depends on how the calls go. But we are so excited to just see how it all ends up. But we know that it's going to be fantastic. And I can also, for you to listen, again, it's www.drginaprince.com. And you would tap on the Dr. Gina's radio chat. You would click on that tab, and then you would also click on Station 1, and then you will be a part of the show. I'm so excited, Marcus. I keep saying it. I had nervous energy this morning. I slept well, and then I had a sore throat last night. I said, the devil is a lie. I have my throat hoarse and sore on my first radio show debut. That's not gonna happen.
Are you okay?
I'm still scratchy. I went swimming on Sunday, and but yeah, I'm doing okay.
Swallow some of that dirty water.
Oh no, I didn't even put my head in. You know, I got my hair done. You know, I didn't even do that with my head in. But the water was cold, and you know, it's turning fall, so the weather changed. And then Emmanuel went back to school, so he could have carried a germ and brought it home and skipped on him. Yeah.
Everybody got the green monster at school this time of
year. Oh gosh, that's the thing with school. It's just the germs and the heebie-jeebies.
They're touching each other, giving each other high fives and picking their noses and touching each other.
And not having to wash their hands, you know. But I want to give God all the glory. He is the foundation of this radio chat. I could not do anything without him. And any of the listeners that join in would know that he is our foundation. We don't dismiss anyone because of our beliefs, but we are very very solid in our foundation as believers of Jesus Christ. And we do love him. And a lot of the content will be based on his statutes and precepts, and you know, we follow along with his will, and whatever topics that we are discussing will be led by him. So I just want to first say that and give him all the glory, because again, this was all him. And so I just hope that it could bring us closer together and more united if we're free and having conversation and having dialogue and being able to encourage one another and supporting each other. You know, my whole thing is about wellness, mind, body, and soul. And I've talked to Marcus about this, and he's seen how this has just expanded from one little conversation at the gym until it just blowing up into, you know, me being a health coach. And, you know, I've always been a minister of the gospel, but it's just amazing how it has expanded. And I just believe in healing. And so for us to, you know, talk to each other and help each other see things in a different perspective and perception, and help our eyes be open to a lot of things that we may not know, you know, it's just helpful. So to help one another. So we're getting, as the show is coming to an end, Marcus, is there any last things that you wanted to share?
Well, I'd like to definitely thank you for having me on as your co-host. I'm definitely honored. Feel great. I feel privileged to be, you know, talking alongside my good friend, my sister. So hopefully this won't be the last time.
No, I want you to come on. You got to keep on coming on. So, you know, again, you know, you're my special guest co-host. And, of course, I will have you on again. So I welcome you. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And you guys can, if I can give my little shameless plug, you guys can actually stop by my blog, www.themindfordesign.com. It's a blog that focuses on, you know, some really nice real estate and some fine interior design. So you guys may want to check that out. You know, if you need just a, you know, a little pick me up for the day to be motivated by something, you can always feel free to stop by themindfordesign.com.
Yes, please go and look at that. And he's going to be on again the next Wednesday that we're on. So he'll be talking more about that. So I'm so excited. Thank you for doing that. I totally, with Mansoor and everything that we were talking about, I want to make sure that you give your information out. So yes, go and check him out. He's on Facebook. He is on Instagram as well. Follow up with Marcus. You guys have a wonderful day. And thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Remember, God wants excellence from us. You can't achieve excellence unless you first excel. Please join me at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. So until next time, loving you.